Report to st okay. Preparing to live stream the meeting. Okay.
Okay.
We are live.
Right on.
Okay, so the usual, we'll give a minute or so while we're waiting for people to come on. Did you do anything fun this weekend?
Nope, I was here. I was here. Did you do anything fun?
Nope, I was here. So Clyde is in Pennsylvania. They do like this this week or weekly, this yearly family picnic. And so he went there to spend time with them.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So he comes home tomorrow.
All right, on.
So this meeting is being live streamed. Got it. So while people are joining or tuning in, I'll do the housekeeping stuff. We are the Bitchy Witchies. We are half of the Bitchy Witchies. That is Jason Altair Duquesne on one side of the screen. I am not Mountain Gypsy. I am Bella Luna. We are cheap, and only one of us has a full subscription to Zoom, which is Miss Mountain Gypsy. She is not able to make it. She has family gatherings happening. And so I am playing the role of Mountain Gypsy today. And Miss Hestia Rose is still on her sabbatical. She is set to come back at the at our next podcast, which is 2 weeks from now.
Yes.
So if you are new to us, we do this podcast that is on YouTube live every other Sunday. We are also on a lot of your major podcast platforms, so you should see it available on the podcast platform in within the next 24 hours. But we also do a lot of informational and educational videos. So in between our podcast episodes, then you'll see a bunch of different videos that we put out. And then we do some occasional random lives as well. So if you are new to us, you're not subscribed, go ahead and stick around. Check us out a little bit. Check out our videos. If you like us, then definitely give us a like and subscribe so that you can join us every other Sunday.
Yes.
So our subject today. Our subject today is
the law of attraction.
Yes. And more specific is law of attraction magic. And the reason why I personally want to make this a subject of discussion is because I have come across people who consider the practice of attraction or the theories behind law of attraction be a magical practice in and of itself. I disagree with that. At the same time, I also understand why that's the case. And yeah. So before we get started, I do want to let everybody know I'm speaking for myself. I'm not here to bash law of attraction, but I feel like it's a worthy discussion to differentiate, at least from our perspective, of, you know, what we see and understand law of attraction to be versus magical practice, where the similar similarities, where are the differences? And at the end of the day, obviously you do you. But you know, I personally feel better when people make decisions on information and not on assumptions or because that's somebody else said. So
right, exactly, or because it's part of the social media fad.
Well, there's that. So why don't we start with, first of all, Jason, what do you understand law of attraction to be?
I actually understand it to be kind of a new age concept, more or less. That was kind of popularized by that book, The Secret. Hmm. Do you remember that book?
Yeah.
And
they made it into a movie.
Oh, yeah, they did. But yeah, from what I understand it to be is your consciousness radiating into the universe to bring you what you want, or conversely, what you don't want. So like the more...
You say your consciousness or your subconsciousness?
Consciousness.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. So it's like the more positively you think about something, then the more positive things will come to you, or the more negatively you think about something, then the more negatively things will come to you.
Hmm. Yeah. Go ahead.
And I can kind of see how people would confuse that for magical practice, or at least like the gift of magic. Cause like, I mean, I can't really speak for everyone, but like when it comes to what I call true witchcraft and the gift of magic, sometimes you can make things happen without even like really realizing it. So like if you're thinking really negatively about a situation, like, oh, this is what I don't want to happen, then suddenly this is what happens. It's like I kind of considered that as like, oh, your consciousness is automatically spell casting, even though you don't really want it to, which to me is not really the same as law of attraction, but it's like a similar concept though, if that makes sense.
But yeah. And I get what you're saying. You know, so as with everything, you know, I feel like if I'm going to talk about something, I want to at least have some semblance of knowledge of it, you know? So although not interested, because I am an apologeticist at heart. And for those of you who don't know what apologetics is, it's actually a religious term, but I use it loosely about anything. I'm very careful about making statements about stuff unless I've done at least a little bit of research into it. And so I have purposely read things on law of attraction. Because I don't want to just knee jerk and say, hey, it's stupid. No, I want to really see, you know, what is being said and what it's about, because clearly for people to believe that it's related to magic, you know, there must be something there that says that.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the things, you know, in the resources that I've looked at for law of attraction is, yes, it's what you mentioned if you have a want or a need, you know, that you're thinking on it positively, that you have it as if you already have it, you know, ding, ding, ding. That's much like what you hear us say, you know, in magical practice, right?
Mm-hmm.
So again, I see the similarities there. But one thing that I did pick up on that is it's not just about what you are consciously putting out there. It's also what's going on subconsciously. And so there are a lot of people who will go through the motions of law of attraction. There's a lot of references out there that you can go to that tell you, like, step by step, do this, do that, you know, write your affirmations on your window and blah, 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 and speak them every day. And there's people that do that, but nothing happens. You know, is it because law of attraction doesn't work? You know, that's, again, their first question. Well, like, this thing doesn't work. Well, I'm not arguing that it does or it doesn't, but the piece that I think a lot of people miss, which is also in parallel with at least some magical philosophies, is that there has to be an alignment of sorts with what's going on subconsciously.
Right.
So for example, if you want $1,000 and you write these affirmations all over your window, and every morning you wake up and, good morning me, I'm going to make $1,000 by the end of this week. But deep down inside, you really believe that you're not going to, and you're thinking about all these bills that you owe. You know, you're contradicting yourself. Internally, you're contradicting yourself. And again, that's just like, you know, in magical practice, we say the same thing, which is why we put so much emphasis on shadow work.
Exactly. Because that same concept can be applied to, like, money magic. You want to do money spell for $1,000, like, in order for money magic to really be effective, you have to have that high vibration, and you have to, like, not hope it'll work or think it'll work. You have to know it will work, and you have to put yourself in the mindset as if the spell had already happened, so that way you have no doubts. Like, no fears, no doubts, no disbelief. Because those, like, even on a subconscious level, that can bone your casting.
So there's also, you know, a lot of talk, a lot of, you know, keywords such as manifestation, you know, and, you know, we use that word in some form or fashion, or we talk about manifesting, you know, and so again, I see again why people think that it's the same as magical practice, because there's some keywords that that both use. But and I'm not saying that the manifestation is different, but in law of attraction, again, from everything that I've read, it's manifestation based on the positive energies that you are putting out there. They're also talking about, you know, your vibrational energies. When you're a positive, you're high vibration. When you're a negative, you're low vibration. You know, again, all things that I don't think we disagree with.
Yeah, exactly. Because, like again, those same concepts can be almost like, you see those similarities within magical practice.
Yeah, absolutely. But now let's get down. I don't want to say deeper, but let's get down into. So one of the things that seems to be at the core of the law of attraction belief is that it is based on the theory that like attracts like. Okay. Now, what does that sound reminiscent of?
Like attracts like science, like energy attracts like energy, or
I mean, in magical practice, like, what does that sound reminiscent of? Because to me, it sounds reminiscent of something very particular.
Remind me. I'm having a brain fart.
So, no, that's okay. That's okay. And probably because you don't see that it's the same thing, and that's where I'm going to get. That's where I'm kind of getting at. I believe, and this is purely my assumption, I could be wrong, but I believe that when people see, hear, read that phrase, that it's a like attracts like, that they think that that is the same thing as when we talk about sympathetic magic.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
Okay.
So now let's talk about the difference between what sympathetic magic is versus what like attracts like concept is with law of attraction.
Well, that's why I kind of like to refer to sympathetic magic as representational magic.
And actually, sympathetic magic is a relatively new term that Duchess, I want to say it came about in the 20th century. Historically, what it was referred to was image magic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or imitation magic.
Right, or because, representational magic, because it's you want exactly. something that represents what you yes. are doing. So
it's like, the difference between in law of attraction, where you have like attracts like. Sympathetic magic is like for like.
Yes.
Which has completely different goals.
Yes, exactly. I think when it comes to the law of attraction, when they say like attracts like, they're talking about your vibration, your mindset. It's like the more positive you are, then the more positive things will come to you.
Yes. Yes. Whereas in sympathetic magic, you are using a like for like representation of your target. So right. that whatever happens to that imitation is going to happen to your target.
There's also the concept of like a magic attracts magic, or light magic attracts like magic, which is how like us witchy folk always tend to find each other.
Sure, absolutely.
But still, like, that's also a different concept than like energy attracts like energy.
Yeah.
In terms of law of attraction.
But I do wonder, you know, and I'm not saying that is the reason, because obviously I don't have insight into the 8 billion people that live on this earth of what their thought processes are. But I can't help but wonder if at least for some that there is that confusion.
Mm-hmm. Right. But, it would make sense if people did kind of have that confusion. Mm-hmm. Like I saw something the other day where like it was confusing all sorts of shit. Like Christians call it prayer, witches call it spell casting, spiritualists call it law of attraction, atheists call it the placebo effect, and it's like, no, those are all completely different freaking things. Not related.
Yeah, I see that a lot of people saying a prayer is just a spell.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I think that on the surface, it's easy to say that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it doesn't help on somebody's argument that when they're trying to say that it's not, when you see certain practices such as hoodoo utilizing psalms that come out of the Catholic Bible. As right. Well. You know, so I think that on the surface, it's correct. I think where it differs, though, is it also goes down to your belief system. Because again, and this is where I want to get down into a little bit more, you know, technicalities, if you will. You know, at least when it comes to magical practice for witches, and a lot of folk magic practitioners, religion aside, because many of us are not religious.
Right.
Religion aside, what we are doing is we are manipulating energies.
Mm-hmm.
Now, where those energies come from can be numerous. It could be our own energy. It could be the energy, the natural energy of the earth.
Right.
It could come from earthly spiritual energy of like the elements.
Right.
We could tack it into celestial energy and get energy from you know, the planets, from, you know, somewhere out in space. We could also go to other planes and get at least borrow or request to borrow energies from daemons or deities or what have you.
Exactly.
But regardless of the source of that energy, we are manipulating and directing that energy to carry the purpose of what we are trying to accomplish on
exactly.
that energy.
Exactly. It's like a witch's magic is an intangible inner quality or trait that allows us to connect with and manipulate those outside forces in order to will or to manifest our will into existence or to force our will into existence. And there's a reason why we call it powers too. Because the definition of power, what is the definition of power? It's the ability to change or influence a person or course of action.
Well, and then going back to, you know, then how, you know, saying that a prayer is a spell, you know, to me, that really is only true if those particular energies that you're looking to manipulate or work with are energies that are not of your own.
Which is
because a prayer reaches out and asks somebody to help you.
Right. Isn't that Thaumaturgy? The name of that. Yeah, Thaumaturgy, where like if you're performing a love spell, then like you reach out to Aphrodite and you like kind of bring Aphrodite like into yourself and like use her energies to empower the love spell.
Well, but to me, it's even less than that. To me, where a prayer is truly a spell is when one is literally saying to, and you say Aphrodite, and say, make this happen for me, Aphrodite. Not lend me your energies, let me do something with it. It's, please make this happen for me.
Oh, like to you, like expecting them to do it for you rather than doing it yourself.
Yeah. To me, that's the only time that I would truly say that a prayer really is a spell. Is if you are doing some sort of ritualistic outreach to another entity other than yourself to bring your goal to fruition. That's my personal opinion. You can all out there disagree with that, but so my long-winded way of saying I agree with you that no, I do not feel that prayers are in and of themselves spells. I believe that they can be depending on the person's belief system.
Right. Exactly. And I think that kind of goes about like when you look at spellcraft or the law of attraction, how like on the surface, people can still get those confused too.
Exactly. So I think because that, you know, again, because to me personally, when one talks about magical practice from the sense of the magical systems of witchcraft, folk magic, I can even throw in chaos magic there of many different magical systems, you know, that we are not just trying to, it's more than just trying to match the same vibrational energy. We're actually trying to do something with it. So if anything, I would say that the similarity stops there in that like for like, okay, you're matching energies and that's where it stops. Whereas magical practice takes that 1, 2, 3 steps further and actually does something with that energy.
Oh yeah, I definitely agree.
The other thing too, and Hestia has brought this up before, is that it's all about, you know, positive, positive, positive. Well, you know, a practitioner doesn't practice, how do I put this? Because I don't want to say something absolute because I know some people will disagree and say, nope, that's not me. Technically, as magicians, and I'm using that in a more broader sense because I'm not just talking about, you know, witches in particular, you know, as magicians, you know, we we look beyond, and you guys hear me say this all the time, you know, those shackles that we find ourselves in of dualistic thinking and morality that's really so incredibly relative based on our upbringing, our immediate that we live in, that we're exposed to. And you know, the average practitioner who practices along those lines is not 100% of the time, 100% of the day, 100% in time of their practice, being a Stepford wife and smiling and happy and positive about everything, because none of our workings are about that. You
right.
know, there are, and you've mentioned it several times, Jason, when you are doing a baneful working, a malefic working, you lower your vibrations.
Right.
Because that's what it takes to make that magic.
Yep, exactly. Exactly.
So to me, that's another major difference.
Oh, yeah.
That it's not a law of attraction. From everything that I've read, is that it's maintaining positivity for a particular outcome, period.
Right.
Whereas in magical practice, you maintain whatever you have to maintain for the goal of that particular working.
Right. Exactly. Like you do what is necessary for the goal. And in magical practice, not everything is for you or yourself. Cause like, whereas, you know, like if you're being a professional witch, then obviously you're manipulating these energies for someone else. That's not really right. Something that I feel like you could do with law of attraction. It's like, you can't be positive for someone else. Like you, like that person has to be positive. Whereas given, when you're doing a spell for someone else, then the mindset of the recipient does matter, just like the mindset of the caster. But that's also where you can't really do law of attraction for someone else. You can do spells for someone else or on their behalf, but you can't really translate law of attraction into that same concept.
Correct. Yeah, and that's my feeling as well. Now, does that mean law of attraction cannot be helpful to a magician or a witch?
No, not at all. Not at all. Law of attraction can definitely be helpful to us. Like it can definitely like be translated into our practice. Like I think it's possible for those who have the gift of magic to kind of automatically spellcast, or you kind of hemorrhage magical energy when you don't mean to, especially in times of like emotional stress.
Right.
So if you're trying to accomplish something, but your mindset is messed up, you can't really, or you've been lacking on your shadow work, your mindset is messed up, you're stressed, you're just not really feeling the energy, then you're going to attract the opposite. You're going to attract what you're feeling, as opposed to the energies that you're trying to put out and manipulate.
I think that I agree. I think that there are concepts in law of attraction that are very similar, if not some even identical, to some of the things that we want to do as magical practitioners. However, I feel that a number of them are in preparation of, not necessarily during our magical practice itself, during the act, during the working itself. Like for instance, the talk about the subconscious and being aware of what you truly feel versus what you're trying to make happen.
Right.
And you're not always going to be able, and this is where, again, shadow work really comes into play. So one of the resources that I read, consciousness down into like few different categories, they talked about the conscious, which is obviously, you know, what you're thinking, you know what you're thinking, you're well aware of what you're thinking. There's the
conscious
subconscious, which to do with, you know what you're innately feeling, you may not realize or understanding, like for instance the self-doubt, like that example I gave earlier, like, oh, I'm gonna get a whole bunch of money, but really deep down inside you're feeling like, no, I'm with that because I have to pay this bill and that bill and I owe so much. And then there's the unconscious. That's the stuff that you have deeply repressed that within you, and that's where the shadow work comes to play, because you don't know it's there, you don't know immediately that it's there, you don't recognize that it's there, you know. And
right.
And those are the types of things that law of attraction talks about that can hurt you in the long run, because you're in essence, like I said earlier, you're fighting yourself within yourself. You know, that's, we say that in magical practice as well, but again, it's more for preparation, it's preparatory, you know, to get us to a place spiritually where we can practice more effectively, more purely, and more powerfully.
Because
of that, you know, I don't think that learning about law of attraction is necessarily a bad thing. I just don't necessarily see them as the same thing. Because again, when we talk about magical practice, when I talk about magical practice, I'm talking about technique.
Right.
Law of attraction is not a technique.
Yeah, exactly. It's
a
more or less
process.
Yes. Yeah, I was just going to say a state of mind.
Yes, it's a state of mind. Yeah. And more importantly, like we just said, it's a state of mind that is not always amenable to the goal of your working.
Right. Yep, exactly. Exactly.
And I want everybody to really understand, you know, we're not just talking about like whether or not you're going to do a happy prosperity spell or a curse on your mortal enemy. We're talking about all kinds of magic. Remember, execration magic is, once again, it's not all this or that, you know?
Yeah.
It just means that you can be doing execration magic for something quote unquote good for you, like we've talked about before. You know, I don't personally, but what if I said I bite my nails? So I want to hex my habit of biting my nail. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't want to sit there and approach it all high vibration-y and all excited and going, okay, guys, we're going to stop it now. I mean, no, you're going to approach it like with a lot of irritation and frustration. You're going to lower your energies because you're wanting to hex that, possibly curse that habit so that it goes away, so that it stops.
Right.
So that you're destroying that habit. That is not something you're going to be all Miss Pollyanna about.
Exactly.
And that doesn't mean I'm sitting there trying to, you know, curse the world.
Right.
Just trying to perform magic in the way that it's supposed to be performed.
Exactly.
Do you know anybody that that uses law of attraction or that says they do or that thinks that it's sees it as part of their magical practice?
Not personally, no. not within my circle of practitioners.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they
see that.
they all kind of know the difference. Anthony's mom believes in law of attraction, though.
Let me just say really quickly, I just saw a note from Tammy. She said, good Sorry, I'm late. I keep forgetting you're 3 hours ahead of me. No worries. No worries. I had technical difficulties as usual because I'm only pretending to be Mountain Gypsy, and I didn't think we were going to get on here for a second. So, what were you saying, Jason?
Anthony's mom believes in law of attraction. Like a lot of Anthony's family believe in law of attraction. So I was like wondering, is it kind of like a Buddhist thing too?
Well, so, you know, I'm glad that you brought that up, because there's a lot of Eastern philosophy, you know, that has, again, law of attraction is not unique. It's not, you know, something that somebody woke up at one day and said, I've discovered law of attraction. I mean, you know, it's a lot of the same teachings that you've seen in a lot of, especially Eastern philosophies, you know. But again, for me personally, I feel like it's a little dumb.
Dumbed down, like the law of attraction is dumbed down from Eastern philosophy, or vice versa.
No, the law of attraction is kind of dumbed down, as in, you know, like everybody just think positively. And if you're just, if you believe, you really believe that it's going to happen for you, that it is happening for you, you know, when it's all of the positive stuff. But, you know, Eastern philosophies are much, there is that, but it's also much more comprehensive.
Yeah.
It's not just, because again, you know, in a lot of the Eastern thought, there is not a lot of that polarization. You know, there is an understanding of the spectrum, of the quote good to bad, and all the nuances in between, so I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised. Of course, positive thinking. And again, we're not knocking on that either. You know, positive thinking is important. And for a lot of circumstances, that's where you want to be. But for a lot of equally, at least when it comes to magical practice, negative thinking is what you are wanting or needing at that time.
Exactly. Like, yeah, negative thinking can be just as helpful as as positive. And like, and you can use negative thinking to, like you said, you could use negative thinking or a negative vibration to accomplish something.
A positive result.
Yeah. And vice versa. You can use that positive to accomplish a negative result.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, like, you know, like that example I use all the time, you know, about I can form a sphere of beautiful protective light all around that serial killer, so he will never be caught again, and he's free to kill whoever he wants.
Yeah. Yep.
Did I do a good thing or did I do a bad thing?
And I think like good and bad too, like that's one of those things that can be considered like in the eye of the beholder as well. Because like if you look at like a serial killer, it's like do they really think what they're doing is bad?
Well, and exactly. and that's the whole thing, is that, you know, I think when it comes to we're going to have gut reactions, you know. I mean, the average human being, that's the way that the average human being is wired. You're going to have a gut reaction to something, you know, this good, that bad.
Right. I think it can be translated to and like into like yucky and yummy. Like we consider like yummy is good and yucky is bad. But it's like, well, what if something that we think is yucky, someone else thinks is yummy?
But the other thing too is that, you know, most circumstances, and I don't want to go too much on a tangent here, but, you know, for serial killers, I mean, we can talk about that for hours. I'm sure psychologists, psychiatrists have field days on that subject, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the reasons behind it. You know, somebody, there are serial killers who 100% fully felt that they were doing the quote unquote right thing.
Right.
You know, that they were taking away all of those bad people or whatever. Does it make it any more right or any more wrong for the person who's on the receiving end of that, or the family on the receiving end, or the people watching the news that are scared to death? You know,
right.
Of course not. But it's real. But things aren't really. Rarely ever are they so black and white.
Yeah, exactly.
And so it's not so much, for me personally, okay, it's not so much about being 100% positive about something for it to come your way, like attracts like, you know, for law of attraction. How do I put this? Putting out there what's needed for that, and then manipulating those energies to work specifically on that, you know,
to achieve your outcome.
Yeah. You know, people talk about, I just throw it out to the universe. I kind of don't like that.
Yeah, I don't like that either.
You know, to me, that's the equivalent of taking an arrow that I'm trying to get to the target that's 50 feet across from me. And instead of aiming at it with a bow, I'm just throwing it up in the air and hoping that the wind will carry it all the way over there.
Right.
Wind.
That's a good analogy. That's a really good analogy. It's like the arrow's not a boomerang.
I mean, you know, could you be super lucky and there's a sudden gust of wind that happens to be going 100 miles an hour that will just shoot it straight at the target? Of course it's a possibility. Is it a probability? I mean, how probable is it? Probably not that probable.
Right.
It's possible. Or I could save myself some time and get that actual bow and position it and aim it.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Yeah. Just throwing it out to the universe. Like, I'm just putting it in the universe hands. Whatever happens, happens. Like,
well, that's what I feel is truly what makes magic magic. That's my personal opinion.
Yeah.
I'm not going to speak for every single magical system out there, but the ones that I know that I use, that is what I see.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And I agree 100%.
Now, the other thing that I see that similarities with law of attraction is law, at least in the material, you know, that I've read, which I appreciate them saying, is that, like we say in magic, it's not just about, you know, whether you're putting it out there positively in law of attraction or you're doing a magical spell and manipulating energies, you also need to do the mundane work.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
Law of attraction says that too. And so I do appreciate that. So again, yeah. I personally feel that there are teachings in many different things that can supplement one's magical practice.
Hmm. Oh yeah.
And law of attraction could potentially be one of them.
Right.
I just do not see it as a substitute for magical practice. Nor do I see it as equal to a magical practice.
Right, or a magical practice within itself.
Yes. Yeah. But like most things, I do think that there's things that you can learn from that.
Mm-hmm.
And there's... Go ahead.
And kind of, like, incorporate some of those principles into magical practice.
Yeah. You know, there's some things I'll have to go back and look at the different references, but there was some of them that said certain things in a way that was very, very clear that I've read in some like witchcraft books and other magical books that it wasn't as clear. It was saying the exact same message in terms of, you know, the especially when it was coming to dealing with the subconscious, you know, things like that. And so, you know, if somebody can take those same messages from Law of Attraction and it rings with them more clearly than maybe, you know, something that they read a witchcraft grip book, then great, you know.
Oh, yeah.
That's a concept you can apply to the magical practice, but it is not, for me, it is not magical practice in and of itself.
Yes. Agreed. Totally agree.
And at the very least, it is, even if we pretend that it is, then it's not a complete practice either.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Because it requires you to be a stepford wife about everything.
Yes.
I want to know how somebody uses Law of Attraction to like make their ex pay for something that they did.
Right? Like how would you do?
Somebody waking up every morning reading and going, good morning, you beautiful person, you. For affirmation number one, Johnny will get hit by a car today.
Johnny will get hit by a car today. Oh, I love it.
Oh, wait. Now I have to do the mundane part. I need to get in my car. Sorry. I'm being silly now. I'm stupid.
I don't think so. I think that's still a good example of like how Law of Attraction works. Or how I can like kind of
how it can't. How it can't.
Yeah. Work. Yeah, how it can't work.
Well, I don't mean to make this a short episode, but I think I've said everything I've had to say. What about you?
I've said everything I've had to say, too.
And I don't think, I'll check one more time. I don't think we have anybody else that has anything to say. So I think we will go ahead and wrap this up. So final thoughts. Jason, is Law of Attraction the same thing as magic?
No, it is not. The Law of Attraction is not the same thing as magic. Although there can be some similarities that can cross over into magical practice, the Law of Attraction within itself is not substitute, equal to, or magical practice within itself.
Beautifully said. I don't think I could have said it any better.
Well, thank you.
And on that mic drop, we will wrap up. Thank you, everybody, for joining.
And yes, thank you.
If you watch this in the future after we've finished with our live, then definitely leave us a comment below if you have something to say about it, what your thoughts are, if you have any questions, because, of course, we will always answer those. Doesn't matter if we're live or not.
Yes.
Once again, look out. Keep an eye out for our videos in between during the week, and we will see you guys next time.
Yep, we will see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.